How you guys doing? How was your lunch? Good. Wow. All right. We've got some great stuff for you guys today. How many just absolutely loved Danny's session this morning? Is that crazy good or what? Wow. We've super excited about that. That is, I haven't seen her do a lot of that stuff in a while. And did it apply to people that were in more of a traditional business? Do you guys feel like you could use that and apply it to your kind of thing? That's so cool. The bottom line is that what Danny teaches applies to all kinds of business. Even though a lot of it has its roots in, you know, network marketing, home business, it applies in everything. And the way she runs her business and the office is exactly how she ran it in the field. So it's pretty exciting. So you remember her talking about the dance off? The double duck dance off thing? She's not. No. No. Well, I'll tell you a secret, because she's not in the room right now. It's the dance-off is a stress reliever, right? It's usually direct correlation to when she's in the office. The primary reason we do the double duck dance-off is because Danny is in the building. So, don't tell her I said that. Just kidding. All right, we've got some exciting stuff for you guys today. I want to bring up somebody really quick here to share some stories. She's had some amazing success in her business, and I've been working very closely with Smarter Networker and DannyJohnson.com and getting her business rolling. So please help me welcome Trina Holden. Awesome, how are you? Can you share with us a little bit about kind of how long you've been coming out here and what's going on in your business and all that kind of stuff? Oh, sorry. My bad. Yeah.
Here we go. All right. Well, before plugging into Danny, I was in business for myself, and I was stressed because I have 5 children, and my business wanted to grow. We had momentum. But I was afraid of how much more time it was going to take away from my kids, and I was already struggling and already going through every day with the mom guilt, alrighty? Because my priority is my children, and that no one could see that, including them. So we came to our first Danny in January, and there I saw people who had what I wanted. Here was a woman who was successful in business and also in the home. No one else had told me we could do that. So we plugged in. And I heard about the Smarter Networker Boot Camp, and I was like, you know, I have people on my team that I want to be involved in this. And so I started to plug my leaders into Smarter Networker. And I decided to say, if you're really serious, you'll do the 30-day boot camp. It's free, guys. It's free. And so you gave me an excellent tool for me to share with my leaders. And a lot of my leaders started to plug in because of such a great introductory free tool. Which also, it led them to want to get the training that I was getting. They started coming to events. And 2 months ago in my business, I ranked up because the 2 leaders under me ranked up because they plugged in.
Wow. Yes.
So awesome. But the real awesome thing is my business has doubled since I plugged into Danny. But I'm also learning how to keep my children priority.
Wow. That's cool. That's awesome. And you've been working with Laura a lot, right?
Yes, I love Laura.
You're doing some team calls?
That was awesome. Well, I just never experienced the level of like hands-on customer service that I've gotten from this company, and
right,
specifically from you guys with Smarter Networker. But Laura, not only will she call my team, me, and ask what the needs on my team are and be willing to set up a private coaching call with my team to address their questions, but I also heard a rumor last month that she was calling them individually. So I was, you know, talking to one of my friends, and she's like, oh, yeah, Laura called me. And I'm like, Laura called you? She goes, yeah, Laura called me. She helped me make a plan for the next month and, you know, getting ready for something. Yeah. Really amazing, amazing follow-up from this company. Just interacting with them is training me on how to do my business well.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes.
You did great.
Thank you
so much. You bet. Awesome job. I love hearing stories like that, because it just confirms that what we're doing is working and helping people that want to use that tool. How many of you guys would like to work less? in whatever kind of business it is, right? If you're a business owner of some kind or in some kind of a job even that is requiring a lot of hours from you, what you're learning here today is about becoming more effective and efficient and offloading some of those things that maybe are causing a lot of stress. How many of you guys have identified some of those so far this weekend already? And unfortunately, a lot of us who are of the Ruby persuasion tend to be the bottleneck in our business because we think we can do it everything and we can do it better than everybody, am I right? Yeah. And so we just do it. We just are doers, right? And so the hard part for us is to learn how to delegate, learn how to raise up other leaders to allow them to thrive and flourish. And that's really what creates the growth in your business. Let me share a little bit about my story before we get too far along here. I actually got to meet Danny about 23 years ago when I was struggling with a traditional business, a bicycle store out in Northern California. My family and I had invested about a quarter of $1 million to get the doors open, and then another $40,000 to $50,000 per year to grow the business, keep it running, and it was doing extremely well. We're doing well over $1 million a year in sales. We're well respected in our community. Things were going well. The problem was at the end of the year, we didn't have any money in our pocket, and we were literally taking home about $25,000 a year, working 80 to 100 hours a week. And we were also kind of tearing apart our family, you know, between my parents and I, my brother and I. The relationships were very, very strained under the financial pressure. And in comes one day, I'm looking for other ways. I started thinking about, okay, how can I make some more money, something outside of this business? But I had no time. I just had no idea what that would look like. And in walks this woman who was selling an energy product, right? She comes in, she's got this little bottle of product, and she's telling me it's going to help me with my energy level, my cycling performance. I raced bicycles competitively back then, still do actually. She was sharing all this information, and bottom line was that she was about the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen, and no matter what she was selling that day, I was buying that day, you know? So you don't have to complicate it with all the facts and everything like that. Just put on some makeup, you know? And so anyway, and wear the dress. And you guys heard about closing clothes or volume clothes? Have I told you that story before? Maybe I'll tell that story. I'll get back to my story here. I got started on that product, and it worked great for me. And for the next 30 days or so, I was having great results on it. People were noticing a difference in my attitude, in my energy level, my cycling. And they're asking me what I was doing differently. I would just give this person referrals. And because it was great, because then she'd have to come into the store, and, you know, it was awesome. But I finally got smart enough, and I said, is there any way to make money with this thing? Because I'm giving you a lot of customers, and is there a way I can make some money with this? And she said, yeah, did you watch that VHS tape I gave you a month ago? How many of you guys have people that don't watch your material, right? I was that guy. So okay, I'll go home and I'll watch the tape. She's like, nope, you're coming with me tomorrow night. I'm like, you mean like a date? And she's like, no. So anyway, I got a chance that night, the next night, to meet Danny Johnson and to see what was going on. And Danny did this presentation, it really was totally unfair. I walked into this trap because I walk into this presentation and it's all women and beautiful women. I'm like, this is like heaven, you know? And it was getting near the end of they were about to have a First Steps to Success event, right? So they were closing people to come to First Steps to Success. And so they were wearing their volume clothes, or their closing clothes, right? Well, those are smaller clothes than normal, right? I don't know how you say it, but it was like, Danny was wearing this top that I can't even really describe it. It looked like she was dipped in gold. That's what it looked like. And she had this white, little teeny white, very short skirt on and heels and a little, oh my gosh.
I had no power left at that point. I was going to buy whatever they were selling, right? And so after the presentation, which you just saw, we sit down and we're going through the closing circle, handling objections and stuff, and I said, yes, I want to do this. And I don't know how I'm going to pay you. It's $4,000 to get started. And she's like, Brian, we'd love to have you join us, but we really just can't have any failures in our business. I'm like, what? You just met me. How do you know? And she said, well, my point is that you need to come to First Steps to Success. It is a requirement to work with our team because you need to get trained in your business. And it made sense, but I didn't have that money. It was not in my town. I had to drive and get a hotel room and all that kind of stuff. And it was like 3 days away. But I knew that if I didn't do something different, I was going to end up in the same exact place I'd already been. Didn't want to be there. And so I made that decision to get to that first steps of success. And it, I mean, who's here for the very first time? Has this been like a total game changer for you so far? Man, same experience that I had 23 years ago. It's like everything changed. The way I thought about things, the way I approached problems, the way I dealt with the people in my company. I was able to apply a lot of what I learned to my traditional business, have increased success there. I was able to then, she finally let me join her home-based business. and I ended up making about $2,000 in my first 10 hours, which was putting together 10 minutes here, 20 minutes there, half an hour over here, just piecing together some time because I was still working 80 hours a week in my other gig. That was some of the most important money I've ever made in my life. It really opened my eyes to, you know what, there's hope. There's something else I can do. And at that point, my family and I were about $500,000 in debt and really not knowing what the future held. And here was not only a new opportunity, but I just proved to myself I could make it work. And that was really powerful. I wish I could say that the rest of my career in network marketing was like this rocket ship to the top, but definitely was not. I had a lot of ups and downs. How many of you guys have experienced those before in your business, right? In whatever kind of business. And some months, man, $2,000-$3,000, awesome. Other months, zero, zero, zero. And man, it was tough. That first year was hard. But the one thing that I did that worked, that I later found out was really smart, was I stayed plugged in. I did what Jackie does now. You know, I just stayed plugged in and I learned that business. I learned the industry. I learned the things that you're learning this weekend, and I got good at certain things and was able to start kind of getting a consistent income. By the end of the year, I'd made about $12,000. I had invested almost all of that back into training and was, you know, just learning the thing, but I had learned the business by the end of that year. My second year was about $25,000. My third year was $65,000. And actually the best thing that ever happened to me, it happened in that third year. Of marrying that woman that walked into my bicycle shop with that little bottle of product. Yeah, today we're married 21 years and two beautiful kids. Not even kids anymore, unfortunately. My son is almost 19 years old and my daughter is almost 17 years old and heading out on their own lives. Really an amazing thing. But we have been so blessed by this training over the years, not just in business. Later went on, you know, our business grew to $300,000 in sales every month. Just shocked us and the kind of income we were making, the freedom that it gave us to be able to, you know, have kids and take time off and enjoy that whole thing and everything. And then I later went on to join the corporate team of the company that we were working with. Danny retired for a while, as she did occasionally. And then I did that for 11 years and got to run all the international markets for that company and got to travel around the world and help people build their business and have success in this type of industry. It was really a truly true blessing. But the last 5 years has been really amazing to come back to work with Danny and first and foremost, we built Smarter Networker and now I'm helping out with all the marketing for both Destiny Global and Smarter Networker and some other projects we have on the horizon as well. So super excited about where this company is going. How many of you guys can kind of catch the vibe that there's about to be some growth with this, what we're doing? Yeah, so it's going to be a fun year in 2018. I hope you guys are going to be with us as we do this. Couple things I want to share with you before we dive into our training today. Number one, if you have not yet signed up for either Insider or Pro membership, there's a card on your seat that was there this morning. Make sure you do that before the weekend's over so that you can get the MP3s for this event. Some of of the stuff that Danny's been dropping today specifically, but all weekend long has been gold. And you will have access to this and be able to listen to it over and over and over again, either through your insider membership or your pro membership. The difference is the content. The difference is pro membership is home-based focused and business focused. Insider is everything else that Danny talks about, and some business as well. So they're both fantastic. They both give you all the same benefits in a lot of ways, but the difference is the contact or the content that's in there. So whichever one you prefer, just fill that out. If you want to do the pro, just cross out Insider, and we'll figure it out at the end of the day. Next thing, if you are in a home business and you use leads for your business, the Earn Pro Leads guys are in the back there over by the Smarter Networker banner. They have a drawing for an iPad. How many guys could use an iPad? Fill out this card, get yourself in the drawing, and they're going to do that drawing before the end of the night. And if you do use leads for your business, talk to them as well about the leads. They've got some great quality leads that have actually been introduced to Danny Johnson before you talk to them. And it's kind of an interesting process that they take them through. And so the quality of the lead has been really, really good. And all of the people that use their leads and the other leads in the industry really rave about the quality of the Earn Pro leads and things. So if you are into that, go talk to those guys over there. All right. Last thing is that you guys saw the promotion for the January event, and the ticket price we're offering right now at $399. There's only 200 tickets that we released at $399. That's not for the people here. That's for the people that are not here, your teams. We guys have some folks that are not here this weekend. You want them in January to be there, right? We launched the offer at $399 with 200 tickets. We now have about 94 tickets left at that price. So if you have friends and team members that you want in January to be there, make sure you're at the next break or whenever that you're letting them know about that, all right? That will probably be sold out by the end of tomorrow, I'm guessing, something like that. So, all right. How many of you, after you did a presentation like Danny explained this morning or this afternoon, whenever it was, earlier, before lunch, how many of you guys that are a little bit nervous sometimes about what do you do after they sign up? Like, what do I do, right? Okay, great, they're excited. Who has signed somebody up and then not had them go do anything, right? And that's common in our industry because a lot of times, especially if you are what we consider an orphan, how many of you feel like you're an orphan? Like you don't have leadership that's around helping you out, that kind of thing. Some of you do. And what we're going to share with you today is definitely not the only way to do this. But if you have a leader that's helping you and they've got local events going on and you have something to plug people into, then you are incredibly blessed. And I hope that you really thank that person for putting all that effort and work into that because it's a big job. But if you don't, then that's okay. We're going to share with you some things that you can do going right out of here when you get a new person started to kind of build a system for your business. Danny has been talking a lot about building systems and that are duplicatable. How many of you guys have realized that maybe your process is a little bit complicated? Right? Home business and any type of business should be very simple. If you want it to be effective and grow fast, everybody's got to be able to do it. We also need to be able to raise up leaders. Who has had a challenge doing that? Raising up good people that are going to move up through the process. When we were building business with Danny, we did it a couple of different ways. One of those ways was through offices, meaning that we actually paid rent and had an office, and we would bring people to our offices, and we would do 8 business presentations a week with our goal of having 10 people at each one each. So if we had 6 or 7 people that were sharing the rent of that office, we would be looking to have 60 or 70 people at every single event 8 times a week. And to do that, then we would go through the people, we'd have our little closing circles, we'd get somebody started, then what, right? We also did business in homes where we did home presentations and that, but in the process is pretty much exactly the same. So what we're going to share with you guys today is just the basic process that we went through to get people moving in their business. Now, the first thing, anybody remember what Danny's first thing you want to do with a new person is? Smile? Somebody said, yeah. Always smile. It's just a good thing to do, right? No, but like after you get them signed up, what do you do? Boot camp, get them trained. What? Thank you card. Get them paid. That's the answer. Okay. You need to get them involved, right? Danny talks about expose, involve, and upgrade all the time, right? And she talked today, this morning, about expose. But I feel like one of the most important, make sure I get this right, and then upgrade comes up, happens somewhat naturally up here, right? My feeling is that the involvement part is where a lot of people are not, they have room for improvement there. Right, they're doing good at talking to people and that kind of thing, and they know what to do there. But then, what do you do once you get them started? How do you get them involved? Now, when you get somebody started in your business, and maybe it costs $39 or $199 or even $10,000, $11,000, are they committed for life? Absolutely not. In fact, most people can easily walk away from a $300-$500 investment, no problem. Because they got a lot of products, right? They've got value for that. So it's really not a loss. So they're not really committed yet. It's our job through that involvement process to get them to believe that what they have is a multi-million dollar opportunity. How many of you have, it took you a while to get there? You signed up because what? You love the products or something else, right? You want to make an extra $400 or $500. Something like 95% of people in the home-based business industry make $500 a month or less. And they're totally happy at $500. The studies were that if you could help them make $500 a month, you'll have them forever. Okay? Isn't that crazy? So our goal here is to upgrade their thinking, upgrade their mindset. Because when that happens, what happens? They upgrade their activity level. They start upgrading their skill. They start investing in their abilities, right? And then what happens? The most important thing is their results upgrade. So it's a process that we want to take people through. And so the very first thing you want to do is help somebody make $100 in their first 48 hours. 48 hours. What do most people do in our business? They take them to training. They talk to them about an event a month away. Or a week away. It's way too long. What are they going to do the minute they leave your presence? Where are they going to go? And is the husband or the wife going to be super supportive about the network marketing opportunity they just spent $500 for? No. Right? So your goal is you've got to overcome those objections. You've got to immunize people for that. And the best way you can do it is to help them make $100 or whatever your commission payout is. But help them make some money right away. Right? So the very first thing you want to do is get them signed up for the 30-day boot camp. That is going to help them crush their excuses. If you have not yet listened to day one of the 30-day boot camp, or you don't do it on a regular basis, you need to. That is one of the most powerful audio trainings that we have, and it is just rock solid. So get them plugged into that, maybe even listening to it on their way home. Right? The next thing you want to do is book a presentation with them to do their first presentation with the people that they know. What did Danny say earlier about what was the most valuable thing that somebody brings to the table? Is it the $500 it takes to enroll? What is it? Their list of resources, their list of names, the 2,000 people that they know that you don't, right? So you book a presentation with them. We would do this within, usually either when we're working in the offices, we would have them bring people to us. But then on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights, we weren't doing meetings in the offices, so we would do home presentations. When we just went out outside of the offices and did it in homes, we would basically say to them, hey, I've got Wednesday night and Thursday night available, and I want to come to your place and do a presentation for you and help you make some money. Which night is better for you? That was our closing question. There's no... Well, let me think about it. It's like, is it Wednesday or Thursday? And they would usually say Thursday, let's say, okay? So they'd come up and we'd say, okay, so we'd give them a script. And this was the funniest thing. When I got out of my very first steps of success, you know, I'm all excited about my home business. And we didn't have the beautiful script books. We had like Xerox copies that were all like crooked and, you know, but the words were there. And that's what mattered, right? So we had like five or six scripts, and I found the shortest one. It was called the opinion script. Still one of my favorites. It's like three sentences long, maybe. And it basically said, hey, this is my name's Brian. I would read this to my best friends, right? Hi, my name is Brian. I can't remember the whole thing, but it was like, I'm looking at a new business opportunity. I'd love to get your opinion before I get too involved in this. I can't remember the words, but you know what I'm saying? So I read it like a robot to my very best friends. It sounded ridiculous, right? But my first presentation was Tuesday night coming out of our First Steps to Success, which ended on Sunday night. My sponsor, that woman I told you about, my now wife, walks into my home and she says, okay, and she's setting up the products. It's around 3 o'clock. She's setting up her product display. And she says, okay, Brian, how many people we have coming? Well, I was thinking maybe we could do this on Thursday night. And she's like, oh, you coward. She actually called me an effing coward. And this is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I picked up my opinion script. I read it 9 times, had 8 people there at 6 p.m. because the scripts work. Okay. That night we actually sold some product. Not much else happened from that ever, but it got me moving in my business. And if I had not done that one meeting, I would have talked myself out of that business 100% easy, right? So that was one of the things that we did right away. Even if somebody had not gotten started with the business, but they were willing to work, we would do a home presentation with them. They still had the most valuable thing, which was those contacts, right? So once somebody gets started, we show them how to make money. We get a check in their hand. What are we going to say? Do you want to keep this check or do you want me to have it? What are they going to do? They're going to find the money, right? So the next thing is you want to get them plugged into some training. And this, we always had a Saturday training event. How many of you guys do some kind of weekly training event? Not that many. Wow. Okay, cool. You should. Here's why. You always have an impending event that's just a few days away. It's something you can promote. It's something you can edify, right? It gets people involved. And most importantly, it puts people in front of other people that are successful in your business or having a little bit more success than they are. It gets them plugged in with people. When it's one thing to listen to Danny Johnson and all the audio and training that we've got on the website, but when you come here, is it a different experience? Completely, right? So the same idea for this. And so we would have a really simple program that would basically go through 4 barriers that people had when they got started. The first one was called the product barrier. And this would be, and so what we would do on these trainings is every single week we did these trainings, it would basically be the same training, but we would focus on one of these 4 topics every time. Right? And so what that allowed us to do was to really put more effort in on one of the things every week, but we would go through each one every week as well. But let's say half of the training was done on one of these 4 topics every week, right? So your 4 might be slightly different. You might have a different type of product. You might have whatever your opportunity is, or even in a more traditional business, you might have set 3 or 4 things that you want your staff to do consistently every single time. This is a great training for that. The other big thing that our Saturday trainings would do is allow us to raise up leadership, because it was not the same person doing the whole training. If we had somebody that did really good at product sales, what are we going to have them teach people to do? Product sales, right? That person might not be very good at anything else, but they're passionate about those products and they're promoting and selling and sharing their products, right? So we're going to have that person teach others about the product. Now, this would be a little bit of information about the products, a little bit of some stories about the products, things like that, but get the people convinced that they've got a phenomenal product, right? That was one big thing that we would do right there. And this was a really fun place because a lot of times people would get started for one product. They didn't know we had other products. And so this would give us a chance to share them, and it would increase the amount of products that people would use every month. How many of you guys could use some volume increase in your business? Teach them about your products. Because if people know that you've got 10 products instead of just the one that they started with, they might want to try 2 or 3 things, right? So that's one way you can increase your product knowledge and a little bit of information. The second thing was the retail. Many businesses have a retail component to them. And this is so powerful and important, because what it does is it gives you a way to put money in your pocket right now. Again, we're teaching our people how to make $100 in their first 48 hours, right? So this is one way you can do it, by teaching them how to do product sales. our businesses, many businesses are built on, you know, a whole, they, basically they focus in on the wholesale product sales in our industry. But there's a lot of places that you can also use the retail profit as a great moneymaker. How many of you guys have some sort of retail profit in the products you sell, right? A lot of you, right? So this is a very much an overlooked thing. Somebody just opted in with a $500 package or a $1,000 package. If they turn some of the product over, it's going to put profit in their pocket, right, and give them some cash flow. So retail sales was a really important part of what we did. And this is how we got new people making money consistently. In fact, when we needed to eat because we didn't have any money, what would we do? We'd go do some product flyers, sell some weight loss products, you know, get some products moving in our business, and that would give us for the cash to be able to get through a tough time, right? So this was an important part right here, and the great thing about retail is that it will really help your overall sales volume. It'll help people rank up very quickly when they're attempting to do that. There's a lot of different ways that you can do this nowadays, too. How many of you guys are using social media in your business? Danny's going to be doing a full training on that when she gets back. It's going to be awesome. Danny is powerful on social media. She just absolutely understands how to get people communicating and talking on social media. She has a powerful page there, and she's going to teach you how to do some of the things she did. But retail sales are one of those things you could do if you do it properly. There's also a lot of ways to mess that up, and so Danny's going to share that with you coming up here pretty soon. The next barrier we had was enrolling. How many of you guys have some people in your business that are great at product and retail, but they're not so good at bringing people in for the business opportunity? That's really common, right? So first thing I would do is look at yourself. Is that your issue? Because a lot of times people, you signed up because you're passionate about your products and you're passionate about your business, but getting people, and it becomes a sales job when you're trying to get them to sign up for the business, right? So this is an opportunity where you can teach people how to read the scripts, how to do a presentation like Danny did. Give them the skill sets that they need to be able to do that. Today, in today's day and age, I really believe that the art of giving a good presentation is being lost by a lot of folks. Because so many people are relying on someone else's presentation in a video form or some other way. I really would encourage you to grab a hold of Presentation Success, which is one of Danny's products, one of the most powerful trainings on how to do a great presentation, and it will share with you exactly the steps. Now, Danny did an outline for her presentation today and really explained that to you. Do you think you could do the presentation that Danny shared this morning? Pretty simple, right? And yes, not everybody's going to say yes, but it's a great presentation to learn on and be able to move forward with. But this is an important area that if you put some focus in on it and you actually talk about your business, you will start seeing people that are going to step up with this. And one of the things you want to do here is you can actually use your compensation plan as a training in this component, right? So you might be talking, because in your business presentation, you're going to be talking about the different levels in your plan, pay plan, right? Your what's a good example? The, like a diamond purple presidential, you know, intergalactic, you know, rock star, whatever the, can you imagine if like traditional corporations had home business titles? Yeah, I'm Mark Bezos. I'm the intergalactic purple gold president diamond guy at Amazon, you know, I mean, that'd be fun. I love it. All right, so enrolling is really an important thing, but through here, what you would do is if you're going to be talking about your compensation plan, rather than just putting all the numbers and the percentages and all that stuff on the board, have people that have achieved those positions get up and tell their story. Even the entry-level positions, to be able to have them to get up and talk about what did they do to accomplish, you know, the silver level, the gold level, the platinum level, whatever it was, and be able to hit those levels, right? So it does two things. One, it shows people that are brand new that it's possible. And number two, it gets a lot of other people sharing their information, right? So the last one is training. In our industry, I think there are in a lot of types of industries where you're asking people to come in and do something to build their business, it's overly simplified. I think a lot of people get out there and they promise way too much. Have you guys seen that in some businesses out there? Oh, it's so easy. All you have to do is this and post this on social media and this happens. And that's a lie. There's work, a lot of work. My opinion is that people get started in our industry, they generally get started because they're desperate, they need something to get them past a tough time. But when they start seeing what's possible and they start getting in their system that, hey, this is a serious thing and this is a real opportunity that I can make some life-changing money because of being able to see what other people have done before them, their mindset starts to upgrade and starts to change, and that's when they become professionals in our industry. I believe that some of the top leaders in our industry are better than most Fortune 500 company CEOs and leaders. The reason is that we don't pay a salary in this type of business, right? So what happens is that we don't have any recourse with a person, right? They don't have to get up every single day and go to work in their home-based business or their whatever type of business. It's fully optional. So how do you motivate, lead, and drive that kind of a group of people? And the people that master that and can do that, people like a Danny Johnson and some of the people that are in this room, in my opinion, have a higher level of skill than most corporate CEOs do. Teaching people that training is critical for your business is such an important part of what we talk about. Talking to them about the need to invest in themselves. You hear Danny talk about this and Hans talk about this quite a bit when they talk about the one investment that never has ever failed them, they've always got a great return on, is when they invest in themselves. And that's this kind of training. Now, there's two kinds of trainings out there. And one of them, well, there's three actually. There's one's going to be the local training, like we're talking about doing this little Saturday training outline. But there's also going to be trainings like this. And then there's going to be the big corporate trainings, yearly national conventions, right? How many of you guys have gone to some of those as well? They're pretty fun, right? But there's two completely different purposes for these types of trainings. And it's really important you don't get them mixed up, because you cannot expect the same kind of results from both trainings. They're going to give you a completely different result. The corporate big training, the national trainings, are going to give your team and you a belief in what you're doing. It's going to give you conviction that what you're doing is awesome, that your company is going to the right place, that you've got a phenomenal opportunity for the future. It's going to give you that kind of conviction in what you're doing. Has anybody experienced that when you come out of those trainings, right? But are they able to do what we've done here this weekend? Nothing even close, right? Why? Because they've got to launch a new product. They've got to launch a new compensation plan. There's a recognition that takes a day, you know, to do all the recognition. I mean, there's so much that they have to do with those types of trainings, but that's all super valuable and very, very important. But the what you're going to get here is completely different. It's the how-tos. It's the skill set. It's the thing that's going to make you move forward in your business and your team move forward in your business. So if you really want to leverage this training, it's about bringing the people that you have in your team here every single month. Right? Making this part of your business plan intentionally, planning out your year, put your big corporate training on there, but also put all this, you know, the ballpark of when the Danny Johnson events are going to be, both First Steps and Dynasty. This event should be a huge moneymaker for you. How? Bring your team. What happens to your business? Grows like crazy. So by putting people in these seats, and getting becoming part of the movement that are creating and that have already happened, is going to totally change your paycheck. How many of you guys want a bigger paycheck in 2018? Okay, just commit to coming and bringing people every single time. Danny laid out a plan for us early on. If you want to make $100,000 in your home business, or really any type of business, bring 10 people to this event every time. 10 brand new people. How many of you guys think you could do that? It's not easy, but it is something that's doable. And if you have a system that includes teaching people about the training every single week, getting them plugged into the boot camp and to other trainings so they hear stories of other people that have been plugged in, and getting them around people that have had experience in this type of training, this type of environment, and in your business, you're going to see some massive growth in your business. So hopefully this was helpful for you guys. Thank you. we try to break it down as simple as possible. If you have any questions, Chad, if you could throw my phone number up on on the board. I appreciate it. Please give me a call or Laura Sankowski a call. She's also has about 13, 14 years of experience in our industry. And those are our cell phones, and my email and Laura's email are right there. So we really like to partner with you the best we can and help you take your business to that next level. Anybody? Yeah, and we're committed to that. I mean, we've been here for 5 years. The Smart Networker has been around for 5 years. We've helped a lot of people bring people to these events. We know how to do that, and it's something that we are very, very passionate about. We would love to see who the next big story is going to be over the next year or so. We've got some phenomenal stuff going on. So, all right, who would like to learn about social media with Danny Johnson? All right, man, I tell you something. Danny has got so much wisdom in business because she's done it. She has been in several different types of businesses over the years, almost 30 years now. She's been in some kind of business, entrepreneurial to the core, but with an amazing heart for people. And I think this is one of the things that makes Danny a little different than most trainers out there, is that this is not her income. This is not, I mean, the training part of what she does is from her experience that she has accumulated over the years, building business, helping raise up people, making millions of dollars, and helping other people succeed. That's her passion, that is her heart, and I just have the privilege to have her back up on stage here teaching us about social media and who knows what else. So please help me welcome Danny Johnson.
Funny, and
who knows what else.
And who knows what else.
Yeah.
Hi, okay, sit down. You guys are like so sweet, but that is just so horribly embarrassing. Okay, it really is. All right, so I think you need to give honor where honor is due and thank Brian for getting up here and sharing with you Smarter Networker. Okay. All right. Awesome. Awesome. I remember that diagram. That's so cool. Okay. Let's talk about this new economy that we are living in and some platforms that can be utilized for your business, no matter what your business is. There's so many different business models that absolutely benefit from social media. And yet there's some do's and some major don'ts with social media. Now, I am in no way an expert with social media at all. But, you know, we have, you know, pretty good amount of people engaged with us on social media. So I can just teach from that place, okay? I am not claiming to be the chief authority on it by any stretch of the imagination, but there are some things that we've done and some people also that we have trained. Well, let's just put it this way. One of the leading people on Facebook learned how to do it all right here. So, and that's what they built their business on. So I feel a little naked. I accidentally left my wedding ring in the hotel room and Mona is getting it right now. So I'm like, something's missing. There's something even bigger missing, and his name is Hans. Which I get to see him soon, so I'm good with that. Okay, so, there's something else I wanted to talk to you about. I want to touch on two other things before we move into kind of giving you a broad perspective on utilizing social media. How many of you are on social media right now? Okay, that's awesome. How many of you like to improve your involvement with social media? How many of you like to turn your social media into a profit engine? Okay, cool. We've raised millions of dollars on social media for the poor, and that's a beautiful, wonderful thing. Hi, friend. Thank you so much. Okay, there we go. All right. Okay. I feel so much better. All right. So I'm gonna give you a different perspective on social media, and I'm also gonna show you how everything you've learned for the last 3 days. Completely points in the direction of helping you to become more successful on social media, all right? So, but first, before I go there, I want to touch on a couple of things. Number one, I'm going to read you a card that somebody sent me along with a gift, and they used one of my friends to get a gift to me, and I want to read something to you so that you don't ever do this, that if you ever want to promote something through somebody, this is the absolute wrong approach, okay? The person is not in the room, and neither is the mule that brought me the gift, Okay, so I'm not going to say the names of anything, but this is a perfect teaching example of what you never, ever want to do. Okay? How many of you learn from people's mistakes? I learn best from people's mistakes, right? I do. I really do. There was this one other thing that I had. Okay. So, dear Madame, this could have been written to anybody, any female, right? So number one, you want to use the person's name. Exactly. Okay. So you always want to use the person's name, all right? A person's name is very personal to them, and you want to remember people's names. And if you're not good at remembering people's names, it's a good chance because you're not listening. You're looking for an opportunity to talk instead of really wanting to get to know who the person is, okay? A way to get to know somebody's name is ask them, wow, that's a great name. How do you spell it? Now you're hearing it again, and you're hearing the spelling of it, okay? So then again, is that a family name? Were you named after somebody? Now we're keeping the conversation on the name. Well, how did your parents come up with the name? Now, that's how now you're going to remember other things about the name. It's going to help you remember the name. It makes them feel special and important, okay? But in a card, dear Madame, we at XYZ Company are proud to introduce to you our newly launched apparel company called XYZ. My answer is, so what? And you're wasting my time with this card. Our name was inspired by the Bible verse something, which reads something. We are about empowering and transforming a generation using fashion and apparel as our platform and conversation starter. Here's the best part. Hereby, we humbly respect that you would consider partnering with us in wearing our apparel to help spread our message of hope and significance. Should you desire additional information or have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. What? Grads, quiet. You better know why this card sucks. New people. Number one, it's not personal. What else, young man? Hold on. It, absolutely. It's all about them and what they care about, right? And we don't know what they care about. We just know it's all about their agenda, right? Now, it kind of looks like, man, there could be some like-mindedness in this, right? Yeah. Do I love the Bible? Yeah. Absolutely. Did he say anything about that? Yeah. Absolutely not. Does he even know if I do? Not at all. What else? The whole thing is a big, giant assumption. The entire thing is a big, giant assumption. What else?
Benny.
Huh? And he sent me size large on everything. So he didn't even do the research to find out what size I wear. I'm an extra small. I know that is shocking to many of you, but I am an extra small. I am not a large. There was a time I was, and that's okay. But if you, now here's something else. Did any of you get a package of a bunch of free merchandise? Well, why not? Why not? Wait, grads. Exactly. Exactly. He wants to use me to benefit his organization. You know what? What else? Oh. Hundred percent. He's using God to further his agenda. Kind of sounds like you might have been someone's assistant who had you write a scripted out thank you card before. Kind of seems like you got some experience connected to that statement. Am I somewhere in the ballpark? Lying is a sin. Okay. All right. I'm really proud of you guys. You actually got the message of the weekend. Right? Number one, if he did 5 minutes of research on me, he would have found out that this card would have flopped. How long would it have taken for him to find out anything about me? Hello, I think it's Ask Rabbi Google, and you can pretty much find a lot out about me. You can. Just Google, Rabbi Google alone could tell you a whole lot about me. But he actually knows a personal friend of mine. And through the personal friend, gave me this. Through the personal friend. Which meant that he could have spent 2 minutes asking my personal friend. Do you have any idea what size Danny Johnson is?
Or what's her name, madam?
Can you tell me a little bit about her? Can you tell me what really matters to her? Can you tell me what project she's working on right now? Can you tell me where the heart, where her heart is? Can you tell me what she's doing, what she's building, what she's aligned with? What her mission is? 5 minutes to ask the question. 5 minutes. But instead, this card is all about the person. And by the way, it was personally signed by the person who I can't even read the name. I can't read the name, so I have no idea who to respond to. If I were to call, there's no phone number. There's no email. There's no phone number. There's no email. So we're here, okay. Please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Thank you. Thank you sincerely. And I cannot read the name. I cannot read the name. Feel free to reach out to me. He needs to come to First Steps to Success. Now, here's the part that is so funny. This is where people screw up all the time. They would like for me, they're targeting someone like myself who has an enormous audience that's worldwide and is not even smart enough to engage in our community, not even smart enough to come to a First Steps, to find out what we're all about, to build relationship. Nope. No. And by the way, this is how most people approach me. This is how most people approach me. If you're using this approach, you better not. You will have to write thousands of these cards to get anywhere, especially to people in my position. We sniff these kind of people out all the time. People in my position are like, you don't think I know what you're doing? You don't think you know what I'm doing? You want me to wear your shirt and you want me to have a picture of myself on just one of our pages with 500,000 people on it. No, people pay $2,000 to have a post about their product anywhere on my page. You're not going to get your book or your nothing. That's advertising space, fool. Oh, so we're going to use God as your freebie. Huh, no. See, I've read the whole Bible. Now I'm gone 14 times. Now that's called usury. It is. That's called usury. Sorry. Not happening. Not happening. Not happening. Thanks, but no thanks. Nice gesture, but you need some training, dude. And this is why people fail. Because again, and you guys got it, his number one goal was himself. And if your number one goal is yourself, this is how you look. And this is, I'm showing you the raw, real response when I read it. Like, oh, really? No, I am not your prostitute. Not happening. I'm not your whore. That's what this is. Will you please be my whore? I am your pimp. Will you be my whore, please? That's what this is. That's what it is. No, I am not your whore. Not today.
Not tomorrow, not ever.
Hello. Hello. Okay. Oh, yes. And neither one of them are here. Sucks. One of them's back there. Where's your hubby? In the restroom. It's okay. Those things happen. Those things happen. We were talking about assistance earlier, remember? Okay. Some of you need to grab your cojones and get yourself an assistant. It'll actually make you more committed to your business. It will, because now you have to provide for someone else. Now you got to provide, because I see some people like, crap. Yeah, now you got to provide for someone else, and you'll be amazed what you figure out in needing to provide for somebody else. Okay? And so in the case with Brandy, and I'll just tell you, soon you can tell your husband and the other ones back there, if you don't like tracking, that's something an assistant can do. That's something an assistant can do. Is whatever it is that you suck at, you let them do the part that you suck at. The stuff that you're good at is the stuff you should be doing. Working in your strengths, doing what you're good at, that's going to grow that thing much faster than you trying to do the stuff that you don't like doing and that you suck at. Okay? All right, so let's talk about this social media thing. A lot of people are pretty much just haphazard on social media. And I told you that we have nearly a million people between all of our social media pages. Our main page, Danny Johnson Live on Facebook, that's all, and Twitter. We haven't done anything to Twitter. All we did was link our Twitter and our Facebook thing together. Facebook is more of what we know more about. Twitter is something that I am still, I'm not at all very familiar with. I don't really understand that thing very well. But Facebook, I have a pretty good, you know, it's most of our traffic there has been organic, and it's worked really, really well. So what you're going to do, if you would like your social media page to be a good page and you want to see that grow, the best thing you can do is see it as something physical versus something digital. So I want you to imagine that your Facebook page is like a department store. Okay? It's like a department store. And what does a department store need? Needs merchandise, right? It needs merchandise. And what else does it need? Say again. It needs traffic. Okay, so it needs someone pointing them in the direction to come over, right? And that can be organic. There's all kinds of traffic. So traffic is organic traffic, which would be by referrals, friends of friends, right? And then there's, of course, advertising. There's paid traffic that you use to send to a Facebook page, right? What else do you need? Say again. A name that is easy to remember. Absolutely. Yep. What else does a department store need? It needs customer service. It needs customer service. What else does it need? Yes, it needs something on display. Yep, it needs something on display. And it needs to be clean, doesn't it? It needs to be clean. So there's always somebody in a department store that's making sure the shelves are dusted, right? So the shelves got to be dusted. It's got to be nice and clean. So you need merchandise, shelving. The shelving needs to be maintained. That stuff needs to be clean. What else does it need?
Needs something for everybody. Does
Macy's have something for everybody? Answer the question. Does Macy's have something for everybody? Who is Macy's target market? Think of the store.
Women.
Thank you very much. Macy's targets women, right?
It has stuff for others.
Who does it target?
Women are gonna buy it.
Who does it target? Who's the core customer? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So the outer side stuff, right, is the women's section, the biggest section inside of Macy's. Why is that? Every store is like that. Not Bass Pro Shops.
Not Men's Warehouse.
Do you see what I mean? So, but yes, a lot of stores are like that, especially if your wife seems to drag you around to the stores that she goes to. That's why you think all the stores have mostly women's stuff in it. You stop for her. That's amazing. That's a sweet, sweet man. So anyway, so there's a targeted, there's a focused lead product, if you will, right? Remember I was talking about that earlier. I was in a company that had over 300 products. I led with one, right? So the one is the attractor to bring them in, right? And then once they're in, but that other stuff is just sideline stuff. Do you understand? That's you can't promote all the things at the same time and expect to be effective, all right? So your Facebook page is a department store. So what happens, have you ever walked into a department store and there's no one there to greet you? What happens when that happens? You walk out? Right? Have you ever been ignored? Yeah, you've been ignored in a department store, right? So how are you likely to buy if you're being ignored? No, you're unlikely to buy if you're being ignored, right? So it obviously depends on how large your page is will determine whether or not you are have somebody full-time responding to things. Does that make sense? Okay, so when you walk into a department store, let's say, what's the lowest department store? JC, well, that's not a department store. Walmart is not a department store. Okay, Sears, that's not really a department store either. What's Rose's?
Oh, that's exactly right.
It must be a Southern. It's a Southern small little chain. Okay. Okay, how about let's use JCPenney's. Okay, JCPenney's is, you know, kind of lower to middle end, right? Okay, so you got JCPenney's and then you've got Saks Fifth Avenue. Okay. What's the difference between these two department stores? Okay, the dressing room. What's the dressing rooms like in JCPenney's? They're trashed. Okay, they're not manned. What else? Clothes are not hung correctly. The thing isn't very clean. The doors in the dressing rooms don't lock. Okay, so what is the customer service like? What are the attendants like? Sometimes there's nobody there to greet you, right? And they're not very engaging. They don't talk to you, right? There's really no service to speak of, correct? Have you ever been to a Saks Fifth Avenue? Okay, a Bloomingdale's. How many of you have been in a store like that? Okay, if those of you who have not, I want you for the sake of your personal marketing training and your sales training, I want you to get outside of your normal places where you like to shop and hang out, and I want you to put yourself into some finer places so you can see the difference. I want you to go to a bad one and a good one all in the same day. Go to a Motel 6 and a Ritz-Carlton in the same day. Okay, go to a used car lot and a Mercedes-Benz, a Tesla car lot, Aston Martin car lot in the same day. Okay, and you will see the difference in service. You'll see the difference in cleanliness. You will see the difference in professionalism. Okay, so, and mind you, I got to tell you this, even for people that are in construction, there's a difference between the guys that are always hungry in construction, and then there's guys like our contractor, who is a former NFL football player who played for the Raiders for years and years and years, came back to his hometown, and now he's a contractor, and he is a custom home builder, super high-end guy, who has built his company like he built a football team. All these guys are incredible at what they do. Very, very different than Joe Blow, other construction guy who leaves a mess wherever it is he is. He looks like a mess himself, but Mike does not look like a mess himself, and yet he's a contractor. He dresses really hip, really nice. He's very clean. Do you understand? He doesn't have paint all over him. He represents himself very, very well. So he would be the Ritz-Carlton of the home building, and then there is the Motel 6 of the home building, okay? So even like for you guys with your church, now I'm not saying that the church has to be like super beautiful, but clean, organized, you understand? Greeters in place, okay? The first impression is really, really important about how somebody's going to feel walking in there. And really, that doesn't always have to do with the look of the outside of the building, although that tends to do something to it. But more importantly, you can actually overcome the look of something, not the filth of it, but the service. The service overcomes any aesthetics. Makes a huge difference. The service makes people forget what the building might look like. Now, cleanliness is a really important thing, and especially on the web, especially on the internet. There's so much clutter everywhere. Everywhere. Most people's websites are cluttered. Most people's Facebooks are cluttered. Most people's Instagrams are cluttered with you don't even know what the heck they're talking about. Okay, so we want to go with now service. So everything that you learned on Saturday with form, everything you learned on Sunday with gems, all of that 100% translates through your fingertips on social media. Okay, all of it translates. You're going to communicate the way you would verbally with your fingertips and interacting with people, all right? So now you can see your Facebook page or even your website as a department store. And we decided that we needed what? We need merchandise, which on the internet is content. Your merchandise is content on Facebook, all right? Content that hits a specific need. How do we bring traffic into a department store? Yes, we have to show that there is a need and we are able to solve it, right? So merchandise is a solution to a problem. That's what merchandise is a solution to a problem, all right? Here's another thing. Motel 6 versus Ritz-Carlton and or Saks Fifth Avenue versus JCPenney's, each of them produce an experience. That's why I want you to go to these places. That's why I want you to go and go to a Motel 6 and go to a Ritz-Carlton. Do it in the same day. Go to a used car lot and go to a Mercedes-Benz car lot in the same day because you're going to feel something different at both of these places. And you're going to decide which way do I want people to feel when they're with me. Now, people pay for experience. Which means people are paying for feelings. People are paying for feelings. Why? How many of you have been to an amusement park? Why? Fun. What's fun? Going on the roller coaster is fun? What is that? What's fun? It's a feeling. It's a feeling. Fun is a feeling. Right? It's an experience. So people pay for an experience. Why do people go to a football game? What? They get drunk. And why do they get drunk? Because it's fun. And it what? You said it feels good. Right? Why do people stay sick? Because the attention they get from being sick feels good. They don't get attention outside of being sick, so they want to stay sick. They're comfortable with the pain because in some twisted way, the pain makes them feel good. It's a real thing. It's a real, real thing. I grew up around it. It's a real, real thing. Okay? So people, are you listening to me? People are actually not buying your product or your service. They're actually buying a feeling that it gives them. They're buying the feeling. They're buying the experience that it gives them. So quit selling your stuff and start selling the feeling, the experience, how they will feel with it, what problem it solves, how they're going to feel with that solution, how that solution is going to make them feel. Okay? So on your Facebook page, your department store, you sell content. That's what you sell. You provide content. That is your merchandise on your shelves. Okay? And that merchandise has to be clean. All of you terrible spellers. Now, all of us are going to make mistakes time to time, but I wish I had my phone with me because I would actually pull something out. I had a recent now resume come in for the social media specialist position, and one of my number one non-negotiables for the social media coordinator that I will hire is they must be excellent, not proficient, excellent where? with written communication, grammar and spelling. Why? Because they are representing our brand. And every time there's a typo on Facebook, it makes us look bad. That's why. Now, are we going to get 100% of them? No. But if you are consistently misspelling and have consistent terrible grammar, and what some people do is they try to take words that they've heard be said and type them out. Well, the spoken word and the written word are very different. Very, 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 very different. Okay? So your shelves need to be clean. So if you suck at spelling, what does that mean? There actually is no reason. You got to read what you wrote. You got to read what you wrote. If you don't know how to spell something with that same exact phone or computer that you wrote it in, that digital platform, can, hello, Google the dictionary and find out the appropriate spelling. So you got to slow down a little bit when you're using social media. You got to slow down a little bit to at least edit yourself. You're not going to get it 100% right 100% of the time, but I will tell you, I've had 2 applications for this job where the resumes, and one of them, I am proficient in grammar and spelling. I am an editor and work directly with the chief editor. And then here's the job experience. This cracked me up. December of 2017. Is when they said they, December of 2017 is when they said they started their last job. December 2017. There's no need for me to get any further. I am proficient with grammar and spelling. I am an editor of a newspaper. I'm an editor of a newspaper. Okay? And they gave me two jobs that have 2 dates that are totally, that were 2017, that are not even here yet. Isn't that crazy? How in the world does that happen? That happens by people being a little too fast and not editing themselves. A little too fast. A little too fast. Yeah, autocorrect gets me in trouble with my Facebook page. So you got to go back and edit. You got to go back and edit. You got to go back and edit, okay? So you also want to make sure. Now, there are some pages, and it really depends. It really depends on who you are and who your following is. But the general rule of thumb is short, sweet, 1-2 line, really strong messages. For some reason on our page, longer stuff works better than some of our short stuff. And we're always testing. And by the way, department stores are always testing on what should be on the front of the store and on the front of the shelf versus in the back of the store. They're always testing. And you always want to be testing as well. And it's tracking. Tracking. Tracking tells you what's working and what's not, what to get rid of, what to improve, and what to do more of. All right? So 1-2 liners, and when you figure out and you know what your ideal customer is, your core customer is, then you speak to that one person. You don't try to speak to everybody, and you never speak to a group. You never speak to a group. A group is impersonal. Facebook is very personal. So when you say, hey, Facebook, hey, my Facebook fam, even your voicemail, if your voicemail, hey, guys, the person calling you right now is not a part of a group. There's one individual who is calling, okay? So it's never, hey, guys. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but the videos, if you've watched any of our videos on Facebook, if you've watched any of our videos on YouTube, I am talking to who?
Me.
One. She says me. Yeah. She's talking to me, exactly. And that's exactly how you should talk, because you're not talking to a group. I don't care if there's 10 people watching the video all at once. You are talking to one viewer, just one. So it's not, hey guys, I'm so glad you're here to join me today. Mm-mm. No, you spot, hey, I hope you are having an awesome day. You talk to the one. That's what sets you apart from the rest of the videos that are out there, where they feel like they've connected with you, okay? Versus you're just an, the audience is just a number. They're just another number, all right? Okay, so short and sweet, very strong statements is important. But what statements should I be making? What should I be writing? Well, what are you trying to capture? Who is that core customer that you're wanting to target and that you're wanting to talk to? That goes back all the way to Saturday again. Because if you know who that is, then you know what to say. If not, you're just randomly throwing a whole bunch of splatter paint everywhere, and then you don't ever grow in your likes. You don't end up with people commenting on your posts and things of that nature, okay? So what do you want to talk about? What do you want your page to be the most important thing that you want to be talking about? You have to decide what that is. What I don't recommend that you do is I don't recommend that you, if you're marketing a product, that you don't only talk about that. In fact, that you rarely talk about that, but I want you to talk about the problems around that. Talk about the problems around it. That's the bait. Then you bring the solution. You don't slam your page with the solution. You actually slam your page with causing the wound to ooze pus. My son's like, that is sick. But that's what you do. You talk it. Another, first and foremost, when you're talking about the wound and making it ooze, that's all emotion. Okay? So it means that you're stirring up the problem. You're stirring up the problem that's around your product. Okay? That you're what's the solution that your product or service solves? Right? What's the problem? Or okay, what is that? When you define that, okay, there's a woman in here that owns a retail store, right? She just started a retail store. Which is like, this is so perfect to see Facebook this way. So if I have a retail store, what problem am I solving? Do I sell clothes, or what problem am I solving? I need to make them feel good about themselves, right? I want to make them feel good about themselves. So then what are other things can help people feel good about themselves? What are problems that we're solving? Why do they not feel good about themselves? Could be an overweight thing. Not happy with how they look. Okay, so let's just go right there. Now, I'm not happy with how I look. So then what are some things that my Facebook page could talk about? She just said it. She says, I should ask them. How do you feel, and what makes you feel good about yourself? That's one great idea. They don't know what you're selling. Or what makes you feel better about you. Also, giving things that definitely could bring solutions. You know, all right, you've got that, wedding. Me perfectly. I'm going to be in a little slinky dress as the mother of the groom here in a minute. Oh my gosh. Again. Okay. Have you ever been in that situation where you're about to hit an occasion and you feel like a blob? Some of the men are like, yep. The women are like, every day of my life. Okay. So I'm just saying it's about stirring up conversation around the emotion of the problem that you solve. All right? Yeah. stirring the emotion of the problem that you solve versus leading with the solution. If you don't identify the problem, there's no need for the solution. Lead with questions or lead with statements that make people go, yeah! Yes. So you're looking for the pain points. That's what you're looking for, is you're looking for the pain points. And looking to stir conversation around the pain points so that you can bring the solution. All right. So let's go here. So if Facebook is your department store, you need to make sure your shelves are stocked with appropriate content that fits them. Let me give you some ideas of appropriate content. For our Facebook page, and again, you just use ours as an example, the TDF, the Daily Fix. How many of you read the Daily Fix? Okay, what is the point of the Daily Fix? Someone says to keep you engaged. No, it's to solve problems. Problem solved. So the TDF is a problem solver. That's what the Daily Fix is a problem solver, okay? So it stirs up a problem, brings a solution. What are books? Books solve problems also. What did 50 Shades of Grey, what problem did 50 Shades of Grey solve? Loneliness. Loneliness. It created an escape, a fantasy for loneliness. Loneliness is the problem. That book was a temporary solution. Okay? So if Facebook is about content and it's about relevant content and everybody has problems, then it's about producing content, and it doesn't have to be your content, utilizing other people's content. Just make sure you cite who is the author of the content. That makes you actually look good because your friends know you're not an expert. And when you try to act like one, they laugh at you. Some of them might be jealous of you. But when you cite who the expert is, then that makes you look smart, that you actually are someone that is reading up on things. It makes you look like you actually are engaged in learning something. So that actually draws respect from your current center of influence when they see that your Facebook page isn't just about you. If your Facebook page is quoting different things, talking about different subjects that are relevant and that matter and that is solving problems, then that's helpful and beneficial. So you can use, if it's content, where do we find content? Email. We find content through books. We find content through audio. We find content through video. We find content through websites, right? That's where we all find content, right? And videos can be a number of things, a lot of different things. But again, you have to think about who my core audience is and if that applies. And let me put it this way. Could you imagine being at a Bass Pro Shop and seeing a rack of lingerie? Why? Why would there not be a rack of lingerie at Bass Pro Shops? Okay, I used the wrong example. Apparently, she said it's camo lingerie. And the guy in the back's like, yeah, it works for me, man. It's awesome. Okay, wrong example. I don't even know where to go with that at this point. I got it. Home Depot. Could you imagine lingerie at Home Depot? Why not? What'd you say? It's too scummy. So would it be like, why is there lingerie at Home Depot? Right? Because lingerie is not their target. That doesn't fit their target customer, right? That doesn't fit who their audience is. So I hope that made sense to you, right? I hope that makes sense to you. All right, so you got to make sure that your grammar, your spelling, your posts are nice and tight. Make them short unless you test. And if your longer posts are working, then work with it. If they're not, then I would stay away from it. You can write a longer post and then write it in your notes, let's say on your phone, and just pull one sentence out at a time and stick it in there. Grab little pieces of it. You're looking for strong quotes that make people go, wow. Make people go, wow, like, wow, yeah, that makes them want to share it, that it's something they identify with. It's something that engages them emotionally, okay? Just ranting and complaining does not get anyone wanting to follow your page. Not at all. That never makes them want to follow your page. And what you had for lunch, also, that doesn't make anyone want to follow your page. You're looking for likes. You're looking for engagement. You're looking for people to be sharing your page. You're looking for people to tell other people about your page. You're looking for people that will communicate with you on your page. You want them talking to you on your wall, okay? You also need, number three, to greet your guests. And when you're greeting your guests, you want to find out what their need is. Okay, another thing that is really strategic that you can do, and this is what's so great about Facebook, it makes it so easy, and same with Instagram, is that everyone shows everything they like on their own pages. So in your news feed, you're seeing what people are posting about, right? It's a great way to learn about the people that you have engaged with on Facebook, a really great way to learn about them. So you want to get good at responding to their posts. Get good at responding to what they're writing in your newsfeed. I want to ask this question. How many of you, largely when you look through your newsfeed, you don't respond to many people's posts? Okay, you don't respond to many people's posts, okay? But we reap what we sow. We reap what we sow. So if we're not responding to other people's posts, we're telling them we're not interested in what you have to say. Okay, so I wanted to see the show of hands again. How many of you largely do not respond to most people's posts that they make in your newsfeed? Can you look around the room? Okay, don't feel bad about this. This is just a case study. Okay, so most of you do not respond to other people's posts. All right, now check it out. But how many of you see other people's posts? You see other people's posts, but you do not respond. You reap what you sow. So you're trying to get other people to respond to your posts, but you won't respond to other people's posts. So that person is being ignored. That person's being ignored. And why are they making a post? For the same exact reason why some of her patients choose to stay sick. Why is it? Because they want attention. Now, is wanting attention a bad thing? How many of you think it's a bad thing to want attention? Oh, okay, well, wow, that's healthy. Because we were created in his image, and what does he want? He wants our attention. We were created in his image, he wants some attention. Now, someone that is an attention whore, that's a whole nother story. Okay, that's unhealthy, that's narcissistic. Okay, but most of us look on our Facebook to see if anyone responded to our posts. And when you find out that someone did, that no one did, how do you feel? You feel terrible. So how can you stand out of the crowd on Facebook? Respond to other people's posts. Respond to their posts. Not just a like. A like doesn't say much. But instead, comment. Say, wow, this is great, thanks. So rather than hit like, say it. Say it. And even ask them a question. You can say something back to them. Okay? Yes. Yes, it does. If you show interest in them, they then will show interest in you. Okay? You show interest in them, they will show interest in you. Okay. There's like four questions in that one question. You're so adorable. I love you too. You're so lucky. I love you. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so her question was, wait, are we talking about a personal page, or are we talking about a public page? Are we talking about starting a new page? Are we talking about, wait, what was that third question? What was the fourth question? It was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Okay, I don't care what page you have, okay? A public page has limitations that a personal page doesn't have. The thing that I like that Facebook did recently is they allow your personal page to have a lot of followers on it. It doesn't have to be just it doesn't have to be that you accept a friend request. You can have in your settings that if someone requests you to be a friend, that they automatically are following you. And then they will show up in your newsfeed. Okay? So the public page, for example, our public page, I'm limited to how I can't respond to you privately. From a public page. I can't even go to your profile from my public page. I can only access anything through my personal page, right? Which is my personal page I have really just set for family, and that's about it. I haven't tried to grow my personal page, although, you know, people find it and whatever, and that's fine. But the public page is just a little different. So in my personal opinion, having your personal page, you have a whole lot more freedom with your personal page than you do with your public page. So a great way to build friends on Facebook is to start responding to your newsfeed and to start engaging on other people's posts and start asking them questions and even go to their wall and ask them a question on their wall. Hey, how have you been? What have you been up to? Okay. And respond to their pictures. Okay. That's what's so great about it is that you can see what's important to them based on the pictures it is that they're posting. Right? And you can see what their interests are and then just form them about their interests. Okay? All right. Number four, you want to direct the guests to what fills their need. So when you're in a department store, if you're at a Saks Fifth Avenue, someone's going to get you pretty much within a few steps of the door, greet you with a great smile, and they're going to direct you to what it is that you're looking for, and they will even take you over to that. So in the case with Facebook, when you see a need, when somebody's talking about something on their newsfeed, you can respond by directing them to content, right? Content, you can direct them to stories. And by the way, stories are really powerful on Facebook. Facebook is about relationship. It's not about products. Facebook is about relationship. And so people are looking for inspiration on Facebook. If you look at the most successful pages and why those pages are so popular, it's usually something that inspires somebody. Okay? And it could be a service like the NBA that inspires people, right? They love to win. That's the whole point. So if it's a sports page, it's about winning for them. And it's about team for them. Do you understand? So that is another place that you can go and meet people of like-mindedness. So if you have, if your target market is a man who's interested in sports, for whatever the reason is. Meaning, okay, remember earlier we were talking about figuring out who your target customer is and where are they? Who else do they do business with? What are their other likes? So what other communities are they actually involved in, right? So how many of you men are into sports? Let me see that. How many of you men are not into sports? Wow, there's more men not into sports than there are into sports. That's a trip. Okay, but wait. The men that are not into sports, how many of you are hunters? That's a sport, but it's still, it's like 10 hands. It's only 10 hands. How many of you men are into business? That's why you are here. Yeah. How many men like to play frisbee? Okay. He's back. He's back. All right. I'll just give this example. All right. So when I was on the Oprah Winfrey show, I taught my clients, like, guys, that there's like-mindedness there. Okay. That will be an audience that has people that could work for your businesses. So while I'm on that show and for days after, if I were you, I would be right on that website and that Facebook page and that Twitter forming people. Because when I go live in front of 12 million people, people are going to be going crazy on social media. And some of those people are good potential customers for what it is that you do. So now it's jumping into another community, right? That there's like-mindedness. My core customer watches Oprah Winfrey. bam, I'm going to talk to those people over there. Does that make sense? Now, Oprah Winfrey, she's nothing but entertainment. She's not selling anything. So this is clean. Do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to steal somebody else's customer. It's just simply, this is a leisure thing that we all have the same interest in, all right? Which I have no interest in television or entertainment, but the point is that my core customer perhaps is there, right? And same with Benny Hinn. Same with any of those news type things that I've been on. Those are like-minded people who end up eventually coming here. All right. Use stories. Facts tell, stories sell. Facts tell, stories sell. This is such an important thing to get into your head. And Facebook is a fabulous place to spread stories. For example, the story that we told last night of the picture of all the people who paid off debt. Here's 200 people. They paid off $17.7 million worth of debt. That's an inspirational story. People like stories of everyday average people also who are doing above average things. People really like that. So posting stories or responding to other people's stories, sharing other people's stories is really important. Directing them to places where they can get help with certain things. You know, so if your target audience is a mom, then you might want to be talking about mom problems and mom solutions, right? So it's stress with the kids. It might be taking quotes out of Grooming the Next Generation for Success and maybe hashtag Grooming the Next Generation for Success or just quoting the author of the book or whatever parenting book it is that you have found the most help with. If it's not that book, then whatever book it is, whatever articles or whatever is helpful for you, then you cite where you got that from. So if it's business as your target audience and you want to be talking about business, then you know there's lots of places to find those people, by the way, right? What are some news outlets where you're going to find people that are business-oriented? Fox News, what else? CNN, MSNBC. Okay, so those are places where there's leisure activity from people. They're responding to stuff. That's a great way to respond to other people's comments that they're making, do you understand? So that you can build relationship with them. You get it? So wherever, whatever it is that your interests are, know that your core customer has the same interests and you can find them over in those other communities. And talk to them, okay? And what you also want to do is you want to direct them to funnels if you have them. If you don't know what a funnel is, don't ask the question. You don't need to know. If you don't know what a funnel is, it means that you're not over there in that web world of funnels, okay? Five, you need to follow up. You need to follow up. Don't just respond and leave and not go back to generating a conversation with the person, okay? You want to follow up with that person and you want to make sure and close the loop. You're going to engage in a conversation, forming them, keeping them curious until they're about to attack you for the information. And then at that point, you don't do that on your wall, you're going to do that in a private message because you don't need anyone else seeing that conversation, meaning as far as the link to the website or the whatever. Keep that private. Number six, if you have a small page, the number one way to grow it, in my opinion, is to start responding to everybody else's and to find other communities where that core customer is. Again, not to steal a customer. I'm talking about leisure place, points of interest. Okay. It's points of interest that you're looking for. All right. And then, number seven is start some challenges. Start engaging people on some kind of a challenge. Start offering something that solves a problem. So, you know, it could be a war on debt challenge. It could be a Grooming the Next Generation for Success challenge. It could be a time secrets challenge. It could be a dials challenge. It could be a weight loss challenge. It could be a push-up challenge. Do you understand? It could be a makeup challenge. There's all different types of challenges that you can utilize that, again, pick it to what solves the problem of your audience. Does your core customer have debt? Does your core customer have kids? Does your core customer have sales problems? Whatever the problems are, you can start challenges along that way and get people engaged on that, right? And that helps you to stay engaged. That helps them stay engaged, all right? So we have two separate training systems on social media. I just gave you kind of a breast of some of what it was that is inside of both of those things. Social media is a very powerful medium for getting customers and, more importantly, for engagement and free advertising. If people share your page, you are getting free advertising, okay? So that's why it's important that if you're going to publish pictures, make them good. Make them look good. And especially your profile picture. You don't want a stupid profile picture. You don't. Not if you're trying to get your brand out there, you as a brand. If you're trying to get yourself out there, you don't want to look dumb. Meaning it's a first impression. Do you understand? It's a first impression. So you want to make sure you can control the first impression people have of you from your Facebook page. You can control that, right? So, but the key is to get engaged with the people if you want them to be engaged with you. You cannot just have a static page that you are not engaging with anything or anybody and expect people to get engaged with you. You have to stop just going through your newsfeed and ignoring everybody's posts and start talking back, okay? And then that's what's going to cause people to want to engage more with you. You're going to get business from doing that. I've had people make hundreds of thousands of dollars from everything I just told you on Facebook. Yes, gorgeous. Live video. What about it? How do you use live video? You know, live video is really, really powerful tool right now. So again, it's about being relevant, right? It's about being relevant and talking about what matters to your audience. Right? That's what it's about. And then sometimes, you know, you test with live video. So sometimes, you're so beautiful, by the way. I always love looking at you. I always love looking at your glasses. Your glasses inspired my glasses. They really did. I've got the same color as yours right now. Yeah, I love them. You gave me courage to put those giant, colorful things on my face. I love it. So with live video, that's also testing. Right? So what I can tell you is that the longer that I'm live, the more engagement and the more views that we get and the more interactions we get. But that's not the case with everybody. So that just seems with our audience, they want me to talk for a while. But there's other audiences is like, you know, 3 to 5 minutes is the max. You know, 3 to 5 minutes is the max. So what should you do with that? I'd be utilizing Presentation Success System. Because every live video is a presentation. Every live video is a presentation. Every video you do on YouTube is a presentation. Okay, so there has to be a problem that you're going to solve, right? Or at least draw up curiosity about. That's the whole point of stirring up conversation and stirring up curiosity about it. That is why people engage on those things. You want to know what the most successful live video that I've ever done, like in the moment, it was a live video in the moment. I never in a million years would have thought that this would have been it. I didn't try to make it happen. I was just really ticked off. And so what happened was I was in Nicaragua and I went and visited my uncle. I went to see where he lived for the very first time. And I had seen the way he was living and I was so mad at myself. And I was also mad at my cousin who gave me misinformation. So when I opened that fridge and I saw that it was empty, we stormed right out of that house. We put them in the car. We drove straight to the grocery store and we filled several carts full of food. So here I'm just so mad and I'm just this emotion. Again, what works is emotion. Emotion draws people. Okay. Emotion draws people. So I was upset and I'm in the car and we're driving to the grocery store. And this is what I put. I am so, and I did the asterisk, the at sign, you know what I mean? Rather than saying pissed, I, you know, made it different. Exclamation point, went live, and I just was like, I am so mad at myself right now. And I literally had my phone, and I had my interpreter with me, and she followed me around with this thing, and I'm just filling a grocery cart. We had 1,100 people watching live in the middle of the afternoon during the week. That was a first. That was the first time. So, and it was like 30, 40 minutes, and people were not hanging. Even when I went to the end, I'm checking out. People are still on there. There's still 1,100 people. I don't know why you're watching. This is boring. You know what I mean? This is boring. I have two check stands going. I've got two, you know, debit cards working from two different places. The bank trying to block the purchase. Are you in Nicaragua? You fool. I've been in Nicaragua for a week making purchases. Why are you stopping this one? Oh, because I'm live on Facebook is why they were stopping this one. So I, the millionaire, can look like she doesn't have any credit. That's why. That's awesome. Anyway, so it's test, right? So some videos bomb, some videos don't. Don't get discouraged when you have a bomb, okay? It's feedback, exactly. So remember, feedback is not an attack. Failure is just feedback. Failure is not the end of the story, okay? And feedback is not a personal attack. It's just feedback. That's why this precious sweet woman today, you have no idea how much you helped us. You helped us so much. Like, that whole exchange had me in tears for a number of different reasons. The obvious one, I felt bad that anyone would ever come and be a part of our company and feel not included and not a part of it. That's like the worst feeling ever for me personally. But at the same time, I was also so happy for everyone in this room to hear that. It was the most powerful teaching point of the day by far. And it was experiential. So we have an amazing team, no question. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. But our grads, our grads need a little bit of accountability. It is. It's, you know, guess who I'm shushing all the time? Guess who Chad and I are shushing all the time when we're trying to get control over the room? The grads. And we've had complaints from the newbies about it. The newbies. They know who you are. Then they're watching you. They're watching the grads. By the way, all you leaders, you're being watched all the time, whether you like it or not. You're always being watched. Your teams are watching you. You're leading by example. You're telling them exactly how to do this. Okay? So anyway, just test with them, right? Even if it's like reviewing a product or something, right? Again, it has to fit your audience. That's what's important. So test different things and see what that's all about. It's not easy. It's simple. And just be yourself, huh? Do you delete the bum? No. The bomb? No. No. Just leave it. You don't have to delete the bomb. The bomb might relate to someone. It might. You never know. You never know. And again, now listen, how do you want to get engagement on your videos? Well, hold on a second. How many of you watch people's videos and never, ever say anything? Come on, where are you? How many of you watch people's Facebook lives and you never make a comment? You never say hi. You never say good job. You never say, wow, this is interesting. And you never share the video. How many of you do that? And you're expecting people to show up for your live video. You reap what you sow. Who do you think you are? Are you expecting to just be famous all of a sudden one day and everyone's just going to pay attention to you? That's not how it works. It's going to go viral. No, they've built that. They have built the, whoever is doing, whatever video's gone viral, well, Micah's like, it's probably paid for. And there often is a lot of marketing that goes behind things that happen like that. But guys, if you're doing a video hoping that it's going to go viral and you're waiting for that one that's just going to go crazy, well, that's going to freeze you up and not even give you the practice of actually doing video and getting good at it. You know what I mean? That's not what you're looking for. Come on, if you grab a few here and there, then that's great. You're going to get better and better and better and better. Okay, let's just put it this way. What was the first size audience I ever spoke in front of? 45? One. One person. It was a one-on-one presentation. And I did one-on-ones for a really long time before I ever got in front of 25 people. And then from 25 people, it was like 45 people. But most of the time, it was one. And then five, and three, in someone's home. So I've done thousands of presentations. How can I get up here and just go, bloop? I've been doing this for almost 30 years, right? And it started with one-on-one, three-on-one, five-on-one, 25-on-one, 45-on-one, years of talking. Years of it. Okay, and again, listen, if you're going to do videos, you got to be thinking in terms of who's watching and how to engage them and talking about what matters to them. And don't try to be some polished presenter. Just be yourself. People are loving raw. Raw is what they're attracted to. They're not attracted to all this polished caca. Okay? All right, awesome. So, I ignore it. What do you mean? Hello, there's all kinds of great campaigns that launch off against me. You know, Danny's a this or that. Like, pff, Okay, yeah, so I'm going to go, like, put all my attention on that one person that is hurting like that and hurting people with their negativity. I generally don't, I mean, I don't, I love on those people, especially the ones that are gossiping about me right in front of me. I love on them. That's it, why? Because my Bible says that it's heaping hot coals over their head. That's why. So you pay attention to the haters, guess what happens? You're feeding the hate, okay? The haters eventually shut up. Most of them are drunk. Yeah, my husband calls them drunk F-bookers. That's what he calls them. You can always spot a drunk F-booker. You can, they rant. They rant, they attack. Psh, psh. Just, they sober up eventually and they don't even realize what they did. I'm not saying they're all drunk, but I'm just saying that you can tell which ones are drunk. You can see when someone's slurring when they're typing. You can. You absolutely can tell the slurs when they're typing. You can. It's really, really a funny, funny thing. Say what? You're never going to stop. The more popular you get and the more fans that you get and the more friends that you get, the more that there will be people that will be against you. Okay? You're a bigger target. That's what I said. You got to have some thick, thick, thick skin. I've had faithful clients turn on me in a heartbeat after they were suicidal. Suicidal clients whose whole marriage was saved, their son's life was saved, their daughter's life was saved, the whole family was restored, they made a ton of money, they became debt free, and they heard one thing out of my mouth and went, she's a false prophet. It's all right. I've done those things too. It's all right. It's cool. I love you. I loved you when you were in the dirt. I love you when you're spewing dirt towards me. I'm going to love you, love you, love you, love you, no matter what. Period, end of story. That's my position and I ain't moving. That's my position and I ain't moving. So, and it just makes me pray. I cry for those people in prayer. Just cry for them. Yeah. You want to get to that place where you're healthy like that. I haven't always been that way. I mean, there's people who used to crush me. They don't crush me anymore. I understand why, because I've been a wicked wench like that too. I have. I've been a backstabber before, haven't you? How many of you stabbed somebody in the back before? Me too. Shut up. This whole section has never stabbed anyone's back. Come on, girl in the yellow. Raise your freaking hand. I know you've stabbed someone in the back. You're getting there. Portia, you're getting there. Are you the same woman you were a year ago? Huh? Come on. Are you the same woman you were 2 years ago? 3 years ago? 5 years ago? So are you getting there? Yeah. This has taken 29 years. No, wait, I'm sorry, I lied. It's taken 48.6 years. It's taken 48.6 years to get here. Okay? 14 years ago, there's no way I could. My husband used to shield me from any negative comments. When we started this, this is what he said. He goes, I don't want you reading one negative comment. Ever. He read every single letter that came in and he would not let me, he had him and Mona. They were the doorkeepers that if anyone had anything negative to say, any personal attack, any character assassination, those never got to me. So he took those, ripped them up, passed on the encouraging ones to me. Why? I didn't have the intestinal fortitude to handle it 14 years ago. Yeah, he's awesome. He didn't have to do that anymore. Nobody does. Everyone just sends the cards right to me now. Sends them right to me. Like, someone just went, awesome, I'm going to send her a fiery dart. Here it goes. Let me get the shotgun. Yeah, no, I it's pretty awesome. And you know what? We get very few. Very, very, very few. And it's okay. And that stuff is constructive criticism, even if it's coming from a hateful place. Even if it's coming from a hopeful place. Feedback is not an attack. Failure is feedback. Failure is feedback. Failure is feedback. My goodness. How many of you are in the fitness industry? Okay. What has to happen? In order for your muscles to grow, what has to happen? Failure. Failure. You have to reach failure. If you're lifting weights and you're not reaching failure, you're not growing anything. So you actually are looking for failure. When you're losing weight and getting fit, you're looking for failure. If you don't hit failure, you're not succeeding. That's a 2% mindset. Okay. All right. So social media empire. Okay. And what's the other name of the other one, Brian? I'm sorry. Facebook frenzy. Facebook frenzy is going to come from a lot of some of the advertising side to drive traffic to your Facebook. Okay. From somebody who's amazing at it, absolutely amazing, has driven just thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people towards Facebook pages. And then social media empire is more of how to build that page organically, okay? So the do's and the don'ts, even like your profile, even your name, even what you have in your about. There's some things that some of you have in your about that you need to take out that is causing people to stay away from you. It's better to leave people curious about what your brand is and all of that stuff if you're selling a product. Okay, so social media empire and Facebook frenzy. Those would be things I would study. You guys are in a social media world, and if you're on social media, don't be stupid. You're every single day you're posting something or you're on social media, you could be breaking all kinds of terrible rules that are hindering your growth and creating confusion to your audience, all right? I wanted to, as we wrap up, I wanted to also talk to you about Insider Secrets. All of us are building a customer base. So, for example, even though we've been on this conversation of like Ritz-Carlton or a department store like Saks Fifth Avenue, you want to build your customer base. Two very important things with building your customer base. Okay, oftentimes, and I mean, who has a customer base? Does a restaurant have a customer base? Does a department store have a customer base? Does a small little retail boutique have a customer base? Do you know that most of those businesses don't know that they have a customer base? And they absolutely ignore their customer base. But you want to build that customer base. And that's building community with those people. So everything I showed you with a thank you card, right? Wow, could you imagine if your restaurant sent you a thank you card? Does that set the restaurant apart? Yes, it does. It sets the restaurant apart. Could you imagine if you went to a small little department store or a small little boutique and you bought something and you got a thank you card? Does that set that place apart? Yes, it does. So that's starting to build and communicate with them. It's like, don't let them leave without there being future communication. That's how you build that customer base, okay? So Insider Secrets really talks about the mechanics of building that customer base and the different types of customers that you have already and the way you're supposed to treat each one of them. Because there's five different types of customers or five different types of reps, five different types of employees that you have. And most of us are looking for the number one guy. But we're ignoring the other four. But the other four are the foundation for the entire business. So there's different strategies for each one of the types of customers and or distributors and or employees that you have inside your organization. You can't do, you're not going to do the same exact thing for your number one top producer as you are for the person who comes around once in a while. Okay? So make sure you understand those strategies. Everything inside of Insider Secrets is geared towards that. And the second thing towards your customer base, which how many of you have a customer base? Okay, would be instant customer goldmine. Between Insider Secrets and instant customer goldmine, these two things help you to build a really solid foundation. And by the way, that's where residual business comes from. It's from the customer, from consumption. Consumption of your product. Whether I have a restaurant, I have a boutique, dress shop, if I have a department store, that customer base builds the foundation for residual business. Okay, so if you're able to maintain that residual business and still advertise to new, hello, what happens? If I'm retaining more of the old and driving traffic for the new, what happens? That's growth, all right? That's scaling the business, all right? Some of you are out there going for growth, but you're not good at maintaining what you have. Then there's the other side of you who have just maintained what you have and not going after growth, right? Which that's a duplication problem. So Insider Secrets and Instant Customer Goldmine, you need that. Those are two very important tools as you're building from a nursing, as a leadership position as a nurse, you're going to have the tendency towards management, Do you understand? So just like you know, you probably have 3 or 4, maybe 5 different profiles of patients that you've been dealing with for 30 years, right? All right. Wouldn't it be smart to know the 5 different profiles of the kind of distributors that you're going to bring into your business? Right? So that's why Instant Customer Goldmine and Insider Secrets is so helpful for you. So you had to learn probably the hard way and kind of watch through all the years of profiling who those people are and how to deal with them, right? That's what I did 30 years ago. So that profile is already set. Once you learn that information, then you know exactly what to do with each one of those types of people, okay? You're so welcome. All right. Can you guys help me thank the volunteers who've been helping to serve here all weekend? Can we get the volunteers to come up here? You got something on your heart, Brad. It's on. Is it dead?
I'm so sorry. We need to be so sorry to all the new people in the room, because these last couple years we have forgotten the importance of all of you. We've forgotten what it was like to be brand new in the room. Because I am alive, because these people adopted me from the moment I stepped in the door, my first event. My name is Brad, and prior to First Steps of Success, I had everything the world thinks you would want. I had an amazing job. I drove a Range Rover. I married the prettiest girl in the church. But I had no hope and no dreams, and I lived every day to day. And I had my suicide plan for Christmas time. And my brother dragged me out in September. And I got adopted by a family in this room. Sorry, it was in Vancouver, but you get it. And I came back for years just because I needed to be a part of this family. And I got it here. I didn't get it at home. I didn't get it at my church. I didn't get it at any school I ever went to. I didn't get it at any job. But I got it here because these people, all these grads in here that were here when I was here, they all cared enough to accept us and love us no matter who we were or where we've been. So please forgive us for these last years, because we have let you down. And I'm so grateful for the reminder and the opportunity this weekend of how important you guys all are, because you were called to come through those doors, you're a part of this family.
Yes.
Because everybody who comes in this room is called to be here. So,
Brad and Raven both, it was several years ago where I was teaching on what I was just talking to you about. I was teaching on insider secrets and the importance to understand the 5 different types of people that are in your business. And I had everyone in the room stand up that was what we called a social rep. And what the social rep represents is that they are here because a different need is filled. And so like in your business, and I'm assuming you're in the essential oil business, okay? I picked it up accidentally, I'm sure. But you have customers that they buy the essential oils because they feel like they're a part of something greater. So Raven and Brad were 2 that stood up with tears on their faces, and they both said that they were suicidal before they came. And the reason why they kept coming wasn't to increase their income, wasn't to pay off debt, wasn't to grow a business. It wasn't for any of those reasons. But it was because no other place that they had ever been to accepted them for being themselves. And so that day, I did exactly what I teach in the training, where I said, the social people are here because there's a need being felt. And it is okay if you don't pay off debt, if that's not your goal. And it's okay if you don't grow a business, because if that's not your goal. And it's okay if you don't grow your income, if that's not your goal. If your whole goal with being here is because this is the family and this is a place where you feel loved and accepted, and this perhaps is a place for you to heal and to begin to start to formulate a vision, then that's okay. And I don't care how long it takes for you to get to where you need to be. We're family, man. We're family. And that's when him and Raven were tears down their face, like, no, that's us. That's why I'm here. He already had all that stuff, but he was missing something more important. But what ended up happening? You ended up paying off how much debt and doing what to yourself?
Yeah. You need to come up here.
Yeah. Come on.
But just on the side, like, it was no joke. I've been to, I think I missed two events in my two, in the first year, it's been over six. I've been to every event, and every event for those first years was just to come feel a part of a family. And on just on the side, I mean, we paid off over 300 grand. We'll be debt-free before the end of the year. I got promoted at my government job that had a hiring freeze like 9 times. Because of job domination. Anyone in this room who didn't get job domination, you need to pick it up before you leave. I used to listen to it every month, and I got promoted 9 times at a job that wasn't promoting or hiring anybody. It works. So good. You know, I got hopes. I discovered how to dream and got hopes and dreams again. I discovered who I was and what my purpose is, and I met my wife here. I said I married the priest girl in church, and I came here after, I got dragged here after a terrible divorce, but I met my amazing wife right at that resource table back there. we started a company a few years ago. I'm pretty sure we've quadrupled our income every year since we started.
Tripled, but not quadrupled.
Tripled. My apologies. you know, we started from a free kitchen table and a couple of iPhone 4s, and now we have employees, and we're in, I don't know, 9 countries, and 10 next month. This month. 10 this month. Like, all that happened on the side. All that happened on the side. It doesn't matter why you come. You're going to get this. You're going to get war on debt. You're going to get dreams. You're going to get investing. You're going to get true wealth formula if you get to listen to Hans for any amount of time. It doesn't matter what your reason is. And all your friends and all your family are the same way.
Yeah.
They're all the same way. They all need one thing. They all need at least one thing that is met here in this room. And if you can get them in this room, they'll get the rest of it too.
Everyone, what you told me yesterday.
Danny just asked if I would share what I whispered to her yesterday as she came down in the front. Who's here for the first time for day 3? Like, wave. Wave. Okay, awesome. Yes. Gosh. Day 3 made me who I am today. I said to Danny, day 3, this is a smaller group than the rest of the weekend. That is such a tragedy. Because this is the best day.
Yeah.
The best day. Because
Who is here that is not in direct sales and not in network marketing? Is there anyone who, okay, so you might have a traditional business, or you might, okay, who doesn't have a business at all? It's hard to tell with everyone standing. Can you wave? Okay, so I came here, and I was, I know there's kids in the room, so I'm not going to swear, but a dumb hairdresser. I worked for somebody else. And that's nothing to be ashamed of, because I didn't have the business skills to run a salon. I would have had no idea what I was doing. So when I came here, I had the skills of a hairdresser. I had no business skills at all. And I don't know who this is for, but I came here thinking I was a dumb hairdresser. Like, I would come and I would always sign up for the Monday. Always. I always bought the 3 days. And I was a dumb hairdresser. Like, I would watch her write on the board, and I would be like, I don't get it. That moment of brain freeze where you're like, this is way over my head. What is she talking about? I didn't go to college. I wasn't somebody whose parents said, hey, let's pay for her to go. I came here with debt, a lot of it, because I self-funded myself to go learn some skills in a trade that I was good at. I didn't want to go to college. I wasn't one of those kids who was like, I can go sit in a classroom all day. Like, I didn't think I was wired for that. Neither did we have the money for that. So I found something that paid money fast, and that was doing hair and makeup. So I came here with that barrier in my mind of like, I'm a dumb hairdresser. Seriously. And I would buy the fast track, I would sit in the front, and I would just go, okay, if this chick went through everything that she went through, and she's standing on this stage right now, she has a family, and she has money, and she self-proclaims that she was, like, dumb.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, okay, I think maybe if I sit here long enough, it's going to get in there. Yes. Yes. So I kept showing up for the Monday, and I would ask, I would be sitting in front, and I'd be saying, like as she's like furiously, like, if this is your first time, like, this is like nothing compared to Dynasty. You're going to drink from a freaking fire hose at Dynasty. Like, she would be at the board like writing so fast, and I'm like, tell Bob to do what, call Sue and say what, and how do you get those people to do this? And I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get this. Like, expose what? Expose, involve, upgrade what? What does that even mean? What's an exposure? What's a closing ratio? And I'd be like trying to write faster and going like, I'm so stupid. Like, did I waste my money? Did I waste my time? Thank God. Every single event, I would just be like in that brain freeze thing that her husband Hans talks about. He's like, you know, like, you got to let your brain thaw out because you get so scared that you're going to miss it, you know? I'd be like, I don't get it. And I would will myself. I'd be like, just calm down and just write, and you're going to get something. Holy Spirit, give me two things I can go home and do. Let me just get two things. And I remember the weekend when I finally understood. We have an e-commerce brand, so I make a lot of videos. And I heard Dani say that she would watch her trainer. and she would watch the videos, and she would study the body language, how they made their bodies bigger, and she would study the words and listen, and then she would do it with the sound off and watch people's body language, see how they emote and how they come across and what's the language that they spoke in their presentations. And I was like, okay, I can do that. And I started watching her stuff so much. Like, watching, what does she do on camera? How does she, like, what is it about really great presenters that get people to watch their stuff? And then listening to Presentation Success System, I'm like, okay, expose what? What are you exposing? What are you talking about? And I remember the weekend when I got it, like, okay, what you lack in skill, you just have to make up for in time. So you're going to have to try more. You probably have to put in more work, and you're going to have to try it more times, but your skill will get better. And in the meantime, just do more, even if you suck. Yes. So yes. I did a lot of crappy videos, but then I thought about everything that my coach said. Like, I just kept on plugging in, watching her stuff, listening to Presentation Success System, come into the Monday, always trying, always saying, like, okay, I have brain freeze right now. I am a dumb hairdresser. But, like, Holy Spirit, break through it. Give me something. Teach me something today. And every single event, I would come and I would get those two things. And I'd go home and I would put them into practice. And I never stopped doing that. So it's been since 2013 was my first event. And I've messed so many things up. I have really, like, you and your husband say, just go out there and make a mess. Boy, have I ever. Boy, have I ever. But in that time frame, I went from being someone who I had worked for someone else previously, and for every $100 that I made, I had to give my boss 60. I knew, but here's the thing. They put a roof over my head to work under. They hand-fed me celebrity clients. Yep. I didn't know jack about marketing myself. I would have never gotten in contact with those celebrities. I could have never had that. They gave that to me. And in exchange, I gave them part of my commission.
That's right.
I now understand business. I learned from her and her husband to go back and to apologize to my boss, who I talk crap to all the time. Because now I know what it takes to pay for overhead. To keep inventory in stock. What does that look like? Like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
They were right to take 60% of my stuff.
That's right.
I did not get that until coming here.
You are no longer a dumb hairdresser.
No. And the confidence that has been grown here. Like, all right, Danny dropped the Tesla name earlier today, and it flagged my memories. Before coming here, I had such awesome clients like Elon Musk from Tesla. And, like, I remember just the lack of confidence because I never felt like I belonged. I felt like I was the help. You know what I'm saying? Like, I worked with these people that were so high profile, and I got to see their homes, and I got to see their cars, and see their assistants, and see their stuff, and it cast a vision inside of me, like, wow, I want that, like, when I grow up. You know? But, like, Elon Musk, I was introduced to him, got the chance to work on him, and he was like, so do you, like, have a card or anything? Because my wife would love to meet you, and you should come up to our house in L.A., and you should start doing my wife's hair. And I was like, I don't think I ever really drive that far. Drop the ball so many times with people that it should have been a relationship. Because I didn't know how to act. I didn't understand, like, how to build a relationship. Skills like that I learned here. That's been huge. Just the confidence to feel like you can walk into any situation and you're okay.
Yeah.
Know how to form.
Yeah.
Like, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
So much has changed in us. And my husband would not be here today. I can't imagine this world without him. I can't imagine this room without him.
Yes.
Like, was he somebody that talked to you ever since you've been here? Can you imagine him not being here? He had it planned out to the point of he's got a lot of pearl, now that you guys know what that is. Like, He has so much parole that he had planned out to the detail of how to commit suicide in such a way that no one would have to deal with his body because he didn't want to be a burden.
Yeah.
Touching. Human. So remarkable. And this place embraced him. Where everywhere else he felt like a failure and a reject, this place embraced him, gave him a safe place. People took interest in both of us, that we were just shocked that they would want to talk to us. People like Jackie O'Quinn and his gorgeous wife, who have been mentors to us. People that make way more money than we do, that would just casually throw us a business idea that would like get us 20 grand. Like, the people in this room are the salt of the earth. Mm. Salt of the earth. Can't say enough about it. And I'm so grateful that you guys are here for day three. And if there's, was there anyone who was watching this today and going like, I don't know how this pertains to me. Did I waste my money? Like, I don't understand what she's talking about. I don't know how I'm going to go home and do this in my business. Like, is there anyone? Is there anyone else who feels like they are kind of a DA? Okay. I was there. We now, for the first time in my life, this DA hairdresser who is no longer dumb, this place brought the brilliance out in me, is making six figures for the first time in my life. No one in my family does that. No one in my family does that. That's not where I came from. That's not the skill sets that I have. I did not go to college. All that was birthed here. This is the first time in my life that I can ever say that. And I was searching desperately for it. And there was no one who would take me under their wing and show me what the freak to do. I spent $12,000 with a different trainer. And I never learned like anything like this. I found out about this through a mutual friend who was formerly Amish. Their family would not, like, kill a fly. They're just so nice. And quiet. So quiet. Such quiet people. And you just knew that they were the doormat of the town. You knew that if you needed a free porch built on your house, these were the brothers to call. Terrible. And then I saw them on social media doing this crazy video of they looked directly in the camera. They were so confident. They were like, yeah, we moved to Texas. We started a company. We paid off $160,000 worth of debt. And I was like, who are you people and what aliens like abducted my friends? They told me about Danny after I had blown 12 grand with a different trainer that didn't really teach me what I needed to know to succeed. This woman cares about you. She cares if you succeed or fail. She hurts when you hurt.
Yes. Yes.
Takes a personal interest. Whether she's going to message you or not, like she hears about it through the grapevine if something's going wrong. She prays for you. So if this is your first time here, I love that dog. If this is your first time for day three, I'm happy that you're here. Yes. Please don't give up if it didn't make sense in your head. Yes. Please go back home and listen to the MP3 and just let it sink in because it's going to get there. Yes. Like, it will click. You're not stupid. There's brilliance inside of you and it can come out.
Yes. Thank you so much for saying that, and please forgive me. The last thing in the world I want to do is teach in a way that makes anyone feel stupid. I know what it feels like to be stupid. I do. I know how hard that is, and I know how condemning it can be. So I'm going to work on that, and just remembering that there's more people out there in the crowd that are like me, and to not be intimidated by anything concerning that, but just to do what I can to simplify even the way I teach. So that was really, really super helpful feedback. I really appreciate it greatly. And I'm sorry if stuff that I taught went over your head. And the best thing I could tell you is most of the time when I'm being trained, none of it sinks in. It's so true. You should see the man I'm married to. The guy is a freaking genius. And he didn't start off that way. He was a dumb guy. He was. He was. He had 20 words in his freaking vocabulary. And that includes and the. I'm serious, man. I'm serious. Brian can remember when Hans never talked. Jen lived with us. She lived with us. I mean, he was just an angry kid is all that he was. So I'm serious. Like he's such a consumer of information and developer of skill. And he learned that here. He's at the very first steps. So once he got all this, and then it just continued to propel him, and he's a brilliant marketer. He's a brilliant businessman. He's amazing. And having a conversation with him, it's like, can you hold on just 1 second? I mean, I know what it feels like to feel dumb, but what I can tell you is I've done the same thing. Just let it penetrate, let it penetrate, let it penetrate, let it penetrate, let it penetrate. The kind of things that I deal with today, it shocks the crap out of me that I even come close to even have to be in meetings like that stuff. It's like, what? I can't even believe that I understand any of the terminology here. Seriously. So sometimes that terminology can come out of my mouth, even though it's not the terminology I started with. Do you know what I'm saying? Simply because of the environment that I'm in now, but I don't ever want to forget that terminology because everyone can relate to this one. Not everyone can relate to this one. So, Walmart, that's what I always say. That's what I always say. You got to talk to the Walmart people. If you can talk to the Walmart people, everyone understands. Except to tell my husband before he gets on stage, Walmart is in the crowd. Walmart is in the crowd. That's who we're talking to. We're talking to Walmart. Everyone understands Walmart language. Not everyone understands fiduciaries. The frick is a fiduciary? Nobody understands that crap, man. It separates the room. Well, people need to learn that stuff. Well, they ain't going to learn it by shoving it down their throat. So slow down enough to explain what a freaking fiduciary is. Because I still don't know what a stupid fiduciary is. I'm sure I shouldn't say it's stupid. Well, it's stupid to me because I don't know what it is. So I think about 5 years I might get it. But right now I don't. Anyway, so please forgive me if I spoke things that spoke over your head. That's certainly not my heart in any stretch of the imagination. Not at all. And I just want you to know that you can do it and you can learn it. I promise you can do it and you can learn it. But you truly have an amazing group of volunteers up here. And Brad, that humility, that leadership, man, that was absolutely phenomenal. I know it's what everyone felt. It's what everyone felt up here. No question, you spoke on behalf of all of us. It's awesome. Absolutely awesome. And we all need a reminder all the time. You know what I mean? We all need a reminder all the time. And we got to hold each other accountable. You know what I mean? We got to hold each other accountable. Because it's difficult to talk to everybody when I see you. Do you know what I mean? It's a challenge to be able to curve the tongue in that direction. But if we're all focused on that direction, then we're all going to get it and find the next Brad and Xtina, yeah. Right? There's another Brad and Xtina right out here. You know what I'm saying? So, and we hope that as you leave here, that you help us do that too. You know, extend everything that you learn out to everybody and be an extension of the mission, the salt of the earth, a light on a hill. That's really what we believe in. That's what we are aiming for our hearts to be in, not for ourselves, but something for so much greater. So you guys really are the salt of the earth. Thank you so much for serving the way that you've served and talking to so many people this weekend and getting away from each other a little bit and bringing more people into the fold. So can you guys go release the other team? Can I get the DJC staff? Gorgeous. Love you too. I'm praying for you.
Thank you.
The whole family, obviously. You look amazing. DJC team, come up. Destiny Global corporate team. Come on in, guys. I'm missing a son. There he is. He's grabbing his bride. It's almost like they're walking down the aisle right now. I just had this flash. Dun, dun, dun. Wow. That's amazing. You're going to go first. You can have Nate come up here. I honestly couldn't ask for a better team. These guys are amazing. Their hearts, their character, how hard they work, their dedication, their devotion, their desire to continue to improve, their hearts to always be getting better so that you can get the best possible service that you can. And the way that they work on themselves, the way that they're constantly submitting themselves to refinement so that they can be better to help change more lives. That's an amazing thing. And almost every one of us was a client first. Who was a client first? Yeah, I think it's just Mona and Andrew, the only ones that were. You did. You did go to an event. You did go to an event before you were brought on board. Mona was a client first. She's like, let me in that crowd. Oh, neither was Laura. Yeah, Laura wasn't either. But you actually were indirectly because you worked with Brian, who I trained and raised up in that environment. And you were raised up in the same environment without realizing you were a generational client. Anyway, I also wanted to pass this on to you. Tony mentioned something in the back because, again, we're showing up, making sure that we're not adding confusion to everybody, but making things clear. Laura and Brian are two people that you can definitely get a hold of in leadership development, but we have other people on that leadership development team. Mariana Hilker, who is not here this weekend. Tammy. In fact, Mariana is responsible for, she's brought the most people here this weekend. Tammy Price. Who's been working with Tammy Price? Okay, they are also home. Amazing, amazing people. These two ladies are so also just as committed as Brian and Laura, committed to you as well. And we have a brand new young fella on the team, Bam, Ian, who's brand new. He's doing an incredible job as well. So I just want to pass the mic real quick and let them introduce themselves so you can hear their voices and you'll hear which what they have their hands on, both at the events and also back home at the office. This is my future daughter in love. She made a post on Facebook the other day, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so weird. She says, she's the future Mrs. Roman Hans Johnson. Because Roman has my husband's middle name. I'm like, wow, I'm Mrs. Hans Johnson. This is the future Mrs. Roman Hans Johnson. So excited. Did I screw that up? I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
It's okay.
There we go.
I forgive you. My name's Rachel. I'm in, at the office, I'm in the marketing department. And when I am here, I do the camera. So, yes. My pleasure. My name is Carrie. At the office, I'm the event coordinator. On site, I'm the event assistant to the on-site event coordinator, so we do a fun flip-flop, myself and Roman. Our department also sponsors the midday department double duck dance-off. And there are rules to that. So it's fun. We always like to say, welcome to the events party. So nice. It's a great time.
You're awesome.
Yes, she is. Hi, I'm Mona. I'm here to love, serve, and pray. You guys are amazing. And thanks, friend.
Thank you.
Awesome. I'm Brian with in the marketing department.
I'm Chad, sound, lights, video in King's Ransom.
I'm Tony, client services and leadership development.
My name's Ian. I'm with leadership development.
My name's Diane. I do accountability with DJU clients, and I get to find the best snippets of Danny to be able to share with you to help you reach your goals as a curator of content.
My name is Butch McCracken. I'm the general manager, and I get to work alongside of these great folks here.
I'm Andrew, and I'm a project manager in IT.
Hi, I'm Raven. I am in the events. I'm in the, she's screaming in my ear too, through the radio, Raven. I'm in the events department, and here I'm doing social media and helping out where I need it. And also, when we do the show, the Danny Johnson show, so.
My name's Laura Sinkowski, and I work in leadership development.
My name's Roman Johnson. I'm a data analysis back home, and here I'm the on-site event coordinator.
My name is Jen Rashford. I'm the director of events.
My name's Alana, and I work in the events department.
My name is Nate Puchek. I'm a jack of all trades and master of none. And I work in client services mainly.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. So that is some of the faces and the voices of our internal team. Every single one of those people have a story. Every single one of them. So if I were you, I would definitely ask them, what is their story? From Rachel, her family's paid off over $1 million worth of debt. Her entire family has been through first step success in creating a dynasty, from her grandparents to her parents, all of her aunts and uncles, all of the marrieds to the aunts and uncles and the cousins. So the entire family, they have the craziest story. Everybody, I mean, Butch and Diane McCracken, their daughter Elena works here as well. That family's paid off over $600,000 worth of debt and are completely debt-free. Jen Ratchford and her husband, over $250,000 worth of debt, completely debt-free. Raven, completely debt-free, $24,000 worth of debt paid off. I could just go bam, 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 bam. For the sake of time and flights, I won't. Okay, but every single one of them have a story. Mona and her husband, Tom, totally debt-free in their 50s. That's amazing, isn't it? That's amazing. So they all are very well accomplished. Tony and his wife were about to declare bankruptcy for the second time. Got a hold of War on Debt, started coming to these trainings. Paid off, Tony, $660,000 worth of debt. Paid off and has helped your community pay off over $3 million. Is it 3.1? $3.1 million worth of debt. He and his wife holding War on Debt classes in their community. And we're so very blessed. They all just moved to Texas from Maryland. And he's our sales manager, and he's doing amazing. And we want to thank you. Forget it. Please grab that. We also want to thank you. Tony and I are working on implementing some systems, and he's doing a phenomenal job. I'm excited and to see where we go. But you all filled out a survey yesterday, right? Yes. We're going to give you the results of the survey. Yes. Tony comes from the corporate world. He used to work for a company called Nestle. You ever heard of him? He was in sales. He was a sales manager there. I don't know what you call it, sales director or whatever you call that. He was a lot of things there.
So you guys took part in a survey called a Net Promoter Score.
Do you know what a Net Promoter Score is? How many of you do not know what a Net Promoter Score is?
Wow. Some of the top companies in all industries use this to gauge how they're doing with their clients. I'll give you some examples. In the airline industry, Virgin American is the best net promoter score in the entire airline
business. What does it mean, though, net promoter score?
It means your clients are promoters of your business. So it's about retention, and retention equals dollars. Their rating is 62. You have USA for auto insurance, 76. Apple's on here, two different categories. Laptop computers, their ratings are 62. Smartphones, obviously the iPhone, rating is 60. And believe it or not, tablets and small computers, Amazon is beating them out, so it's not the iPad. Best in class in online service, Amazon, no surprise.
What's their score?
Amazon is a 73. That is best in class.
That's out of 100.
Out of 100, yes. You guys, you come in at a 92.2.
Yes. Wow.
Yes. Unbelievable. But it makes sense.
So I don't know if you drew a conclusion. Everything you learned this weekend. What we teach is what we do our best to do. So we just scored a 92 more than Amazon.
Apple.
Virgin American.
Costco was the highest at 79. The absolute
That's industry standards.
When you come from the heart, you touch your heart.
Amen. Amen. So what I'm saying is the reason, first of all, he didn't tell me the industry standards before, but he says, Danny, the score came out at 92. And I'm like, and he's like, that's really phenomenal. That's like way ahead of industry standards. I'm like, okay, that's cool. What are the industry standards? So that's where he had him pulled up. But what I'm telling you is everything that you learned this weekend produces that score. So go home and apply what you learned this weekend, because what you learned this weekend produces that score. That's a higher score than Amazon. That's a higher score than, the best airlines in the country. Better than Apple.
This room is representation of the Net Promoter Score, because this room is filled with referrals.
Yep.
This is what this is about. Will you refer this business to your friend, family member, or partner? And this, I'm not surprised by the score, because just about the whole room raised their hand. But how did they get here? A referral. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want to grow your business? Grow your influence.
So go put this into practice. You've been equipped to get a 92% net promoter score, which would be higher than the largest corporations in the world.
Yes.
Hello? Higher than the largest corporations in the world. You were 100% equipped to do that for the last 3 days. Do you hear me? Go ahead.
Every survey was not good.
Yep.
So I don't want you to think that everybody in here said, you guys are perfect. No, we had detractors.
Yep.
Not many, but we had a few.
Yep. Well, obviously, 7%. 7% said, no, we won't promote this. Yep. 92% said yes.
Well, no, 7% didn't say they wouldn't promote it.
Gotcha, that was in between.
In between. We had a few people who are, they're passive, so it could go either way for them. We had about 3% that would not promote. No, less than that. It's about
1.7%.
Yes. I know that.
Okay. So, as I said, you were equipped with the exact same skills all weekend long to get your clients to promote you, to promote your brand, to refer you business. All the same techniques that were used here were taught to you. What does that mean? You're going to go blow this thing up. You're going to go blow this up. If you don't know it yet, I love you. I am excited about our future together. Have a safe trip home. Let's go be the light of the world. Let's go be the salt of the earth. Let's go blow up our businesses in a good, good way. Let's go help other people's businesses blow up in a good, good way. Let's go help our world become debt-free. Let's go help get kids out of places they don't belong. Let's groom the next generation for success. Let's go help the elderly, the poor, the widow, and the sick. Let's go do this thing. Good night, you guys.